Support for WGLT's Grow comes from FS Custom Turf by Evergreen FS. FS Custom Turf offers complete lawn and tree care services to preserve the health of yards, trees, and shrubs. Products and services detailed at evergreen-fs.com.
Welcome to Grow. I'm Sarah Nardi. On today's episode of WGLT's Gardening Podcast, we're talking about birches, specifically to plant or not to plant. We're with our resident expert, Patrick Murphy. He's with the ISU School of Biological Sciences and the curator of the Fell Arboretum. So we have a question from your old pal, Bill, who's wondering if it's too late in the season to plant a birch tree.
I'm pretty sure that Bill is a regular listener because he has and his wife both spoke to me on the phone and commented they had recalled hearing me say many times my opinion on planting birch trees. Planting birch trees is something that's best done in the spring. That's the opinion that I share. There's lots of bends in the road in life, right? So, Sarah, let me ask you, if I was going to give you a birch tree today, would you plant it today or would you wait until the spring?
As a known procrastinator, don't signal me. I would plant it in the spring.
Well, I was hoping to...
Don't you leave me, Patrick Murphy.
I was hoping to lead you by the nose, Sarah, down the road and say, oh, I would plant it right away so it doesn't sit out on the ground all winter.
You want to know the honest answer?
Yeah.
I would let it die in its burlap sack due to neglect, and then I would feel terrible for the next few years.
Well, then you would tell me about it, and I would tell you, don't worry. Let's paint the whole thing orange and drill a hole in your ground and just stick it in the yard, paint it orange.
Perfect.
I know. You don't have to waste it. I think it's fun to have this conversation because I've harped on this. I call this palette of plants the stars of spring. It includes birch trees. It includes lots of other plants that bloom in the spring. Some other examples will be magnolia, hydrangeas, tropical hydrangeas, more so than the wooden ones, dogwoods, redbud trees. These are all trees that bloom in the spring. They like a little bit of shade. They like the company of other trees. They like the company of a building because it blocks the wind and it gives them a shadow to stand in for a couple of hours during the day. They just seem to love that. I have come up to share the opinion of some of my other green industry professionals that it's best to plant birch trees in the spring. And here's why.
Okay.
We plant the birch tree in the spring and the soils are going from cool to warm versus planting one in the fall where the soils go from warm to cool. The cool to warm is a good category for the birch and some of the other stars of spring because they seem to get a better reestablishment success from having the spring cool soils to grow and reestablish their new roots. And then they kind of go on vacation for the heat of the summer, and now the roots are set to survive the winter. Now, I can plant that birch tree in the fall because we can switch things around in the scenario. You're going to give me a birch tree, and I'm so particular and fussy a person, I will just not sleep until I get it planted and healed into the earth. So I plant mine right away, but you know what? The joke's on me because it's just going to sit there.
So when you say sit there, do you mean the tree is just kind of dormant?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's alive, but it's not doing anything interesting.
That's right.
Okay.
And then, so let's expand that a little more. My conversation with Bill and his wife, I was like, now, is the birch tree in a container or is it cut from the ground and harvested bald and burlap style? The container one, the issues de-escalate just because all the roots are there. They're attached to the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, the birch trees that you would buy in a pot are going to be slightly smaller than ones that were harvested from the field. But here's kind of the inside track on that. You plant the container one, it's going to reestablish quickly because we've not cut the plant away from its roots.
Okay.
We've transferred the roots into a more spacious accommodation where they can start growing out right away versus the bald and burlap birch.
Say that three times.
Bald and burlap birch, bald and burlap birch, bald and burlap birch.
Did it.
Yeah. It is just going to sit there because it's recovering from the setback of having its roots pruned. No matter how much care was taken, it's unlikely that the root ball is so humongous that it's captured all the roots. So that's kind of the emiss on the exceptions.
Okay. Right?
But there was another bend in the road for Bill and his wife's question because they were not sure which kind of birch tree to plant. So now I think we should examine the varieties of birch trees.
Okay.
Birch trees can be a single stem traditional tree, you know, ping pong paddle, or it can be kind of like a big bush with a whole bunch of trunks coalescing. And that's most often the birch people desire. It's very sculptural looking. It's a specimen tree almost, no matter where it's at in your landscape.
There are birch people out there?
I think there are.
Yeah.
And I think that it's in the same category as, say, ginkgo, because it has plant parts that are so beautiful that they reappear in art and home decor.
Yeah.
Right. I already mentioned the setting they like to grow in is kind of a gentle, kind of a meadowy setting.
Yeah, it sounds very pleasant.
A little bit
of
wet feet isn't so bad either for the birch. So the other distinctions are the resistance to a common pest called the birch borer. The greatest resistance comes with the gray birch, followed by the river birch. So the gray birch has white bark. It's tight on the trunk. It has a yellow fall color, and the trunk is kind of a big, tall triangle. It can have one stem or have multiple stems. That's the best one. It's just a straight species, gray birch. Second next to that is the cultivar, the white spire. That has much tighter bark. It's white in appearance, has the same shape, not quite as large. Lesser to that is the native river birch. That's the shaggy, kind of creamy, copper-colored birch that we see very often, almost always seen as multiple trunks unless one has died. All the other birches, because there are many others that follow these, they all are very susceptible to the borer, to the birch borer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to plant one, you would want to manage your expectations, and you might even want to do some proactive mitigation. Contact an arborist, do some soil injections, have some spraying done. But it's always better we can avoid that, right? We like to stay chemical-free here at Grow.
Right.
Chemical-free. So that was the breakdown and the kind of the foundation of our conversation, because Bill wants to put this in his yard this fall. So we also talked about what we find at the nursery this time of year. A lot of times you find stuff that's perfectly great, and it's a bargain, and it's ready to go home and, you know, be part of your new garden or your existing landscaping. But there are others that have been kind of orphans, and they've been overlooked. You know, it's just kind of sad. And in the process of being overlooked, they've had to move them in the nursery maybe a time or two. Maybe they've been root pruned because of that.
Right.
So when you go to get your birch tree from the late season nursery, if it's in a pot, make sure that the pot hasn't separated from the soil ball. The soil ball has not shrunk from being dry, right? Because all the little capillaries in the soil, they help the soil stay kind of fluffy and fill the whole pot. If it gets so dry that there's a gap there and the pot easily slides off, that's a red flag, and it might be of value to you in negotiating the price of that plant.
That's good advice.
There's the other birch tree that's bald and burlapped, and it's got all these fibrous roots that are growing out of the root ball, and you want to leave those there and dig an extra large hole. And just as long as that root ball doesn't have a big crack in it, or an animal hasn't dug a hole in the side of it, you know, like a groundhog or something, and you can easily transport it from the nursery to your house to where you're going to plant it without the ball falling apart, you're going to probably have success. Because after that, all the success are related to the basics of planting, and that's good site selection, digging a nice, beautiful big hole, giving it some water and mulching in that plant site the day it's done. And then Bill and his wife would make a fool out of me by having a perfectly safe and successful birch planting. And that's what I hope happens for Bill.
All right. Well, we are going to have to follow up with Bill and his wife, because I'm on the edge of my seat about this.
That's a great idea.
If you have any questions about the garden or landscape, get in touch and Patrick Murphy will answer them. I'm Sarah Nardi. Submit your questions to WGLT/grow.